Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and this is Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to another great evening. As you see, we're in our new time slot, which is 9:30 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we appreciate everybody making the move to the new time slot. As always, if you want to find out more about the shows that are coming up every Thursday on this show or the other shows that are now running under Spiritual Connections Radio, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I'm going to bring my host on. Pam, are you there?
I am. Nice to hear you, your voice tonight, Mark. Nice
oh,
to be on board with
everybody.
It's great
to have you on, yeah.
Thank you. So tonight, if we can keep going, I'll introduce the guest tonight, which is very exciting. Her name is Emma Kupa Mitchell, and she's a gifted energy healer and intuitive who uses her years of holistic experience to assist others in becoming whole and empowered. Tonight, we're going to talk about all kinds of wonderful things, sound healing, crystal singing bowls, and that's just a few. I'll let her get into it a little bit more with you. And with that, I'd like to say hello to Emma. Emma Mitchell, are you there?
I am, and I should say aloha from Oahu, Hawaii.
Aloha to you.
So what's the weather like there right now? It's probably absolutely beautiful.
Well, it is, yes. It's obviously just 3:30 in the afternoon with us, and light trade winds and about a cool 86 degrees.
Just I would love to almost see like a live cam of like the ocean.
Right, that would be fun, wouldn't it? I could run a little tap water here, but yeah, we have the swimming pool. I'm about 20 minutes from east or west coast ocean here, but it's beautiful. Yep, the palms are blowing in the breeze and smell of plumeria flowers, just trying to create a scenic sense here for everybody listening in.
Lovely. Well, let's get started. I've got looking at a picture of you with some beautiful crystal bowls in front of you, and I want to start by asking you how you got involved with this type of work.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. As you can hear, I have an English accent, so I guess I'm classed as a Kama Aina now, having lived on the islands for about 12 years. And I've always been interested and passionate about energy healing. But I got introduced to the crystal bowls here on the islands. A mutual friend of mine who is an amazing body worker hosted a little evening and introduced me to these amazing crystal bowls. And the first ones that I actually invested in are more an alchemy bowl. So they're a mix of quartz, pure American quartz, with gemstones and alchemy crystals. So hence the amazing colors for those that can view my bio on the link to the radio show or my website. But I also incorporate the more traditional pure white quartz bowls. So, yeah, that's how I first got introduced and just fell in love with the effects and the sound and how it made me feel, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually when I left this short sound meditation evening. And I thought, I've got to use those in my work. It just adds a whole new dimension for people coming to my workshops and healing sessions.
Lovely. And how did you get involved in energy healing to begin with?
Yeah, well, I was born and raised in England on a farm and grew up very much in nature and lived with, you know, herbal medicines and flowers and remedies, and grew up in that environment that nature supported our health and our healing, and we really have the ability to heal ourselves. So it was a natural extension of the environment I grew up in. And I guess I then studied from high school, you know, biology, and went to a college to learn holistic massage in England, but was always drawn towards aromatherapy, homeopathy, all the natural healing modalities. And that just ignited my studying. And I've really, for the last 25 years, been very blessed to follow my passion and form of healing. So I am a licensed massage therapist as well as esthetician, but really followed more of the holistic route. And I was blessed to work for a British company as their international trainer and traveled really globally, you know, from New York to Bali to Hong Kong to China, Barbados, and worked with a lot of indigenous peoples. While I was teaching massage and other skills, I learned some of these natural holistic healings. And that's really how I ended up in this energy work right now. It's a passion of mine and something I want to share with everyone else.
Lovely. So what is sound healing exactly?
Yeah, well, sound healing, if you look at the traditional kind of explanation, it really is about an intentional use of sound, and that's quite important. And we'll come back to the word intention in a moment. But it's using sound to create an environment which then becomes this catalyst for healing, bringing back wholeness and health to the mind, body, and spirit, the whole being. It's not something new. I mean, all ancient civilizations actually used music or recognized the power of sound as a healing process, particularly the native Hawaiians, and I'm blessed to work with some amazing teachers here, and we never stop learning, but the mele, the music, the chants are used today in a lot of the native Hawaiian traditions of healing. It creates this ambiance for uplifting our spirits, our feelings, and our emotions. And equally, as we know, that music and sound vibration can have the opposite effect. It can lower our frequency and our mood if it's not pleasing and uplifting. So we look at sound healing with intention as creating a very positive environment for moving the body and the mind back into this wholeness. We are all energetic spiritual beings that have our own vibration or frequency. We are spiritual energy that's always moving, but when we perhaps become a little bit disconnected or depleted with the external environment that we all live in, that lowers our energy field or our natural vibration, our frequency. So sound healing is a wonderful tool to assist in moving this stagnated energy that's depleting us, and it uplifts our spirits and moods, creating this healing process.
Wonderful. Well, that's very informative. And how does the crystal singing bowls fit into this? How do you use that?
Yeah, well, what I've found is that this quartz crystal actually resonates, so it has a similar vibratory effect and affinity with our own bodies. And having researched quite a lot about it, our blood and our cells and a lot of our physical being is actually crystalline in structure. So these crystal sounds have this amazing ability and affinity to resonate and work very well with our thinking. So the quartz bowls that I use are about 99.9% pure quartz, and then some of them are infused with different crystals and gemstones that affect different parts of the body. But these quartz crystal have an amazing pure tone and resonance that naturally works so well and beautifully with our physical bodies and our minds and our thoughts, because our brain also has a large composition of biocrystalline substance. So our thoughts and our feelings greatly determine how we're feeling physically and how our day and our life will flow and be. So using these natural quartz singing bowls, creating this fabulous music and magical vibration, they work so well in my work and with everybody. The key is finding. The key is really finding and determining which sound is going to be most effective for the individual, and that obviously varies, just like taste and other senses. The sense of sound and hearing is very personal. So that's where a personal session is quite important.
That was my next question. I was going to ask you, can you give us an example, or can you give us a story of someone that you worked on with the crystal bowls and how it changed things for them?
Yeah, gosh, we've several, and I've worked in all arenas, and I say all ages actually benefit very well. But I personally have a 9-year-old, and they, as we know, we'd love to bottle the energy of the 9-year-olds. They're vibrant and positive and enthusiastic most of the time, or my little daughter is. But you know, occasionally. Her friends particularly, you know how children are. So one day from school, she'd come home and she was very sensitive to something that had gone on the playground. And so she was very, very depleted and emotional, tearful. And so she said to me, "Mommy, would you play the bowls?" And I said, "Yeah, Lily, we will. Let's sit down in a quiet space." So the environment is important. You don't want other external noises and stimulations to interfere. So we find a quiet space and we set the intention that these sounds are going to balance and harmonize the mind and the body for the highest good. And we play the bowls. Now, I actually have 10 different bowls, but you need to be a little bit careful of which ones we use. And for children, they respond very quickly. So I usually use 3. One that balances the more the earth ground energy, one that balances the energy center of which is governed by their will and their emotions around the stomach, and then one just above the head, which as we know is the crown chakra. So I use these bowls and play them for about 5-10 minutes for Lily, and after that she said to me, "Mom, wow, I feel amazing. That was magical, like Tinkerbell flashing her magic wand." And so she, it's just a short, easy example to show how it affects a young child. But I also work with people that have, medical conditions as well. So it's not just limited to a buoyant 9-year-old that has, emotional stresses from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a client that suffers more with sleep, actually, which is quite common, I think, for all of us. So without mentioning names, she works nights at a local hospital, and so that's challenging, the 24-hour, the 12-hour-long shifts, and sometimes she's asked to stay longer. And it's a women's and children's hospital here on the island. So, you know, the environment's emotionally challenged, and nurses, I think, were extremely hard. And so she came to me because she was struggling to switch off and relax and go to sleep. So the beauty of these bowls is that she came for a session, which is typically about an hour, and we play the bowls, and then I do some hands-on energy work. But I also record the sounds so they can take a little MP3 audio with them. And so I recommended she play that, you know, the following day. Usually she checks off at 8 in the morning and play that for a few minutes. It will shift the energy from her work to home and allow the left and right hemisphere of the brain just to almost repattern and recalibrate with this resonance from the crystal singing bowls. And she said in really a matter of a day, she found that her sleep was corrected and balanced, which was beautiful.
Well, that's wonderful.
Have you
witnessed any changes physically with people? I'm not talking about cures, but I'm talking about maybe pain that was alleviated or made a little better, or physical issues that were made less stressful on the body based on the sound.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great distraction for the mind. So we hold pain, obviously physically, but the key is really to try and distract that feeling of pain. So what happens is that the bowls really distract and help the client to focus on something else. But on a deep cellular level, the sounds vibrate, you know, on the cells and organs of the body, and it will shift this stagnation. Often pain is an energy block that could be chronic or acute. It may have been built over a certain period of time, but it's stored in the physical cellular layer. And what happens is the sound helps to move that through. So, I mean, I use my husband again. It starts best at home, doesn't it? But he's the fire chief on the island, so, you know, he's physically looking after the helicopter and the rescue boat. And a lot of his guys, it's a very physically stressful, demanding job. And him and a lot of his fire guys suffer with lower back issues with all the heavy equipment. And that's worked beautifully for moving this lower back pain and even into sciatica that comes and goes. I think we've all at some point suffered with back complaints. So usually with one or two sessions and some hands-on work, it's has shifted this stagnant pain in the lower back and hips and moved it through. And the key also is hydration. I have to point out here that sound travels obviously through air, but it travels four times faster through water. So the more hydrated that we are physically, and I always recommend that to people before they come for a session or afterwards, if they physically drink, you know, a couple of liters of water gradually throughout the day, that hydrates the physical tissue, and the sound will then work much more effectively. It just helps move any dense energy that's blocked. And the sound's carried on a much deeper level and faster when the tissues are hydrated. So that's key, and even afterwards. So people sometimes don't realize that the water and the hydration is really, really important in assisting the sound moving pain of any kind and anywhere in the body, may I add.
You know, it's interesting because when I first started picking up energies, different energies, it was always when I was like in the bath or in the shower, or water seems to be able electrically to be able to connect you to other dimensional frequencies as well. Have you experienced that at all?
have, yes, it's beautifully described. It does have this amazing property to almost heighten and amplify, is a good word, yeah, sounds of any description, and which is another beautiful benefit to living here on Hawaii, the Hawaiian Islands, because we're surrounded by this body of water. And even where I teach my healing space, it's actually elevated on the second floor around this body of water. So it just amplifies and makes it much more effective for the treatment going on, but also for the effects afterwards. Yeah, and you're right that, you know, as soon as we raise our frequency and our high vibration, we then tap into our higher self, our intuitive self, and our six senses, that we all have the ability to tap into this higher awareness. And it really is very empowering. People, you know, get answers to questions that they may have been searching for, or they get these gut feelings and knowings of just what direction to move forward in their life. It's really fabulous, rewarding work.
That's wonderful. Tell me something. I know you're not a nutritionist. However, I wanted to ask you if you had an opinion as to how much water someone should drink every day for this connectedness, this electrical, just within the body, this electrical connection that the body needs to maintain.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I was living in England in the cold, posh, damp, wet Yorkshire moors, I didn't need as much as I do living here in Hawaii, which is tropical and, you know, a constant 80 degrees. So a lot depends on the environment, but I think as just a kind of approximate rule, I always say about 2 to 2.5 liters. So it's, you know, a good 6 to 8 large cups of water. I mean, here I am in old school. I'm giving my age away here, aren't I, when I say fluid ounces. I could go into, yes, pints and ounces, this English girl, but that's what I roughly say to my clients, you know, that you can never overdo water. I know my in-laws, bless them, they're in their 80s, and my mother-in-law is always saying, but is drinking too much going to actually have the opposite effect? And I say, Mom, you can't actually ever have too much water. There's obviously other liquids that we can that are not so beneficial, but the more fluid and water we drink, the more the organs and the body just functions and operates at its maximum. And the key is to have this energy moving constantly through us, easily and effortlessly, and water is this great medium. And as we know, we're about 78% water, aren't we? Particularly the brain. So, you know, when we become dehydrated, that's where we get this disconnect, this fogginess, this dizziness, and, you know, we just lose our focus and concentration and connectiveness to our higher self. So it's a great question. I think we all forget, don't we? Here I am sat with a hot tea, I have to say, this English girl, and it should be a large cup of water.
Let me ask you about chakras, Emma, because I know that the vibrational sound from the bowls and from the things that you do also affect the chakra systems. Now, I know that our audience, most of them know what the chakra system is, but for those that might not, can you give us a brief description and tell us how the sounds affect the chakra system?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think you're right. I think nowadays there's more awareness about what the chakra is, but it's a Vedic term meaning wheel of energy or energy centers, we like to know it. And I work traditionally with the 7 that align along the spinal column, but we do have a lot more than that. And there's various sorts of, we have 14, 21, but right now we look at the principal 7 that align with our physical spinal column and the endocrine gland. So we are more than a physical being, and these energy centers or chakras align in our energy field. So they basically are taking energy from the outside, from the sun, the food, our environment, and they spin. And this energy is used and absorbed to help with our physical health. They also have an emotional and spiritual effect. And when we're fit and healthy, these energy centers spin and they take in energy and naturally expel what's not needed and the excess. But when we become diseased or of depleted health, sick, run down, these energy centers, these wheels of energy, the chakras, become stuck. And that's when we get these blockages in energy that fall and align in our body. So we first tend to notice it usually by a thought or a feeling that, you know, we're not feeling great, perhaps we're just tired, lethargic, slightly depressed, a little bit agitated. So that's all signs how we feel and our thinking. But then we tend to let that go and we get distracted. It manifests and gets more stuck, and we feel it in our physical being. So the first chakra, yeah, it sits really at the very base of the spinal column, and that's what we call the first energy center or the chakra, and it governs our lower physical, the legs, the blood, the skeletal system, and it's really about our support, our emotional support and physical support in life. These energy centers of the chakras also have a color wavelength, a light, because everything is energy, and a sound wavelength too. So there are certain sounds that really work well with different chakras or energy centers of the body. So if we look at the first chakra, which is, you know, it governs our legs, our knees, our feet, anything to do with the bones, the blood, that actually is the color red, but it resonates, if we're looking at sound healing today, with the note, a musical note C. So I have a crystal singing bowl that actually is attuned to a pure note C. And so this vibration and this sound frequency is fabulous. Say somebody came to me with lower backache, sciatic, yeah, I would immediately know, even before I'd done a chakra assessment, that musical note and that singing bowl would really benefit moving energy in that area. And so we move up. Would you like me to continue going through each chakra briefly?
Sure.
Okay, and just as a little footnote, I have on my website actually got a free audio. It's a vibrational journey through these chakras. So if people want a bit more information, they're very welcome to go there. But let's do a little summary now. So that's the first chakra, the energy center. The second one, moving upwards, is situated just below the belly button, on top of the pubic bone, really. And this is called the second or the sacral chakra. And the color is orange, and the sound vibration, the musical note, is D. And I have, again, a beautiful crystalline quartz bowl that resonates and vibrates at this pure tone. Now, people physically would notice usually problems moving up with the hips, but it deals with the reproductive organ. So all of these chakras not only align with the spinal column, but the endocrine, our glands, cleverly. So the first ones usually are adrenals. Second one deals with the gonads, so it's all about reproduction, rebirthing, creativity. And people male and female can often find an imbalance perhaps with their reproductive organs or just their fertility or their sexual drive or even just their ability to recreate their natural gifts and talents and passion. So I would use this beautiful crystal bowl that sounds the musical note D. And that moves the energy, it clears, it charges, and it balances this chakra, this energy center, allowing the energy to move freely through there to create this balance and harmony. So that's the first.
Hey, Emma?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just take a little break, and then we'll continue with your information. Thank you for sharing that. It's just absolutely incredible. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio, and if you want to find out more about this show and other shows, and if you missed any part of this show, you can also go up to our Blog Talk Radio, and all our shows are listed in the archives, so you can always go back and listen to the show again or any of the other shows. And our main website is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And Emma, you had said that you had I think it's an introduction video that's up on your website. Can you give everybody your website so they can go and look at some of your work?
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to. Thanks, Mark. It's www.healingforthehealerssoul.com. So it's that double S in the middle. So healingforthehealerssoul.com.
Excellent. And for people who didn't catch that, if you go to the Spiritual Connections Radio website under the show listing for tonight, we do have her link to her website listed right there. You can just click on it. It'll take you directly to her site. So, Emma, go ahead and continue where you left off with information about each of the chakras.
We had just finished the navel chakra, the orange color, and we were going to, and you said that was D.
Correct, yes. So we move upwards.
Exactly. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We continue this vibrational journey, and those people that maybe do miss the show, do check the website because there's a free audio of this vibrational journey that unlocks these secrets to your own healing. So these chakras are really important for our own health, our physical health and well-being, but I'm all about empowering everybody to unlock their own natural healing. And these are the keys. They're really so important, these chakras, in creating balance and allowing us to live a healthy life. So we've looked at the first and second chakra. The third one is situated just below the rib cage on the physical location, and it's called the solar plexus. It vibrates at this beautiful golden yellow on a color wavelength, but a musical note, and the sound healing, it's a musical note E. And my crystal singing bowl, it's a very powerful one. That I actually had them blessed by a beautiful kumu here, a kahu, a keeper of Hawaiian traditions. And this is the Pele bowl. It really helps us unlock our own self-will, our kind of emotional empowerment. So it's about owning who we really are on a soul level. And it governs, this chakra governs our emotional feelings. It's almost that gut instinct sense that we all have, this knowingness. And so important, particularly for young children, I find nowadays that, and you know, unfortunately, the way we are, a lot of people focus on what we can't do and what we're doing wrong, rather than, you know, all the positive traits that we all have, our natural gifts. So this third chakra and the musical note E really balances and clears the energy in this energy point, this chakra, allowing us to come into our own sense of self-power. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. So those lower three chakras really contribute more to our physical being. And we move upwards to the heart chakra, force energy center, which I always call the bridge. And in any healing work, particularly energetic healing, it's really important for healers and for all of us to follow and come from our heart space rather than our head, our logical thinking mind. So the heart energy center is what I call the seat of healing. It deals with the thymus gland, which helps with our immunity generally, but it bridges our physical well-being and energy along with our spiritual. So it's this connection to our higher being, but connecting us physically. So it's a very important energy center. And the color wavelength is beautiful green, moving up to the high heart, which is pink, and the musical note is F. And I have a stunning bowl called Morganite. It's this beautiful crystal gemstone alchemy bowl that resonates on this kind of corally pink wavelength. And it just allows us to come into our natural heart space of unconditional love, compassion, joy, happiness, and healing. And it really helps shift stagnant energy with belief patterns, particularly things like shame and guilt and all those low-lying energies, sorrow, grief, and it shifts and moves the energy in a beautiful way, connecting this heart chakra and allowing us to move into self-love and compassion. So that the love vibration and this energy, the sound F is, it's fabulous. There is a free healing download as well. So on the website, I encourage all of you to just to go and look at the free healing page, because it allows you just to click on that for a few minutes. So it will really shift your vibration to this space of self-love and create wonderful healing and vibrations for you. So that's the fourth energy center, the fourth chakra. So we move upwards to the upper three really connect us to our higher self, our intuitive spiritual being. And the fifth chakra is located at the throat. And it governs the thyroid gland, which obviously helps with our metabolism on a cellular level. The color is a beautiful aqua blue. So if you visualize the Hawaiian islands and this ocean that we're surrounded by, that's the color you want to imagine and hold if you are perhaps suffering with any kind of throat congestion, tonsillitis, anything to do with the throat and the respiratory tract, really, and the ability to voice our truth. It's the seat of communication and sound. So the energy, as we move up the energy centers, these chakras start to vibrate much higher and faster. So as the energy reaches the upper chakras, it vibrates on a different level. So the musical note here is a G, which is much higher and faster and lighter. So the frequency starts to change, but people can use some natural voice. So even things like karaoke and toning and singing in the shower or the car, I always encourage people, that will help open and balance the fifth energy center. Even journaling, any form of expression and communication really balances this energy center. But regarding the bowls, the crystal toning bowl, it's the G, a beautiful, and I actually have a citrine bowl, a quartz crystal bowl infused with the citrine, and it's a beautiful soothing vibration that balances the throat chakra. So it allows us to speak our truth in a loving, open way. And that's all really about the fifth chakra. So the sound continues to get faster and lighter and vibrating to the third eye, which is the brow or the sixth chakra. And this musical note is A. So it changes. So we go C, D, E, F, G. And then right between our eyebrows is like another eye. It governs the seat of our vision and our ability to see beyond, you know, what we, our peripheral view, really. Beyond the veil is what I like to call it. It's our seat of intuition, clairvoyance, our clear seeing, of which we all have these abilities. And this musical note A, so my singing bowl that I have, really allows people to come into this meditative space and opening, clearing and charging the third eye. So it's fabulous for people that want some inspired, intuitive awareness. And people, particularly healers, that, you know, even for ourselves, that want to tap into our own knowingness, our own awareness. Because, you know, I just want to remind us all that we have our natural ability to heal. We really do. And it's about owning that and connecting on a really deep level to our own intuition. So these sound bowls just are beautiful tools to create a safe space for that, this natural healing. So that's the third eye. And it vibrates at this color, which is an indigo blue, the musical note A. And then we move up to the last chakra in the seven, which is the crown. It sits just above the head, and it vibrates to the musical note B. It governs the pineal gland, really, and all our endorphins and our connection to spirit, to source, to God, to the higher divine, whichever word fits and suits you and your belief system. But it is key to allowing this universal divine light to come in and for us to come into our wholeness and our greatness and connect on a soul level to why we're here. Help us to live at a much higher level of health. So I actually have a beautiful Atlantean wand. You'll see it on the website. It's a clear, opaque bowl that was handmade by a company called Wisdom Light, and Imara, the owner, she's beautiful in all ways, and she made this particularly for my work. And it's, I have to say, it's probably my favorite out of all the bowls because it's somewhat different in look. And it has this crystalline wand, this handle, hence the name Atlantean wand. So it connects me and my clients to their divine wisdom. And the sound is...
Hey, Emma.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were prepared to do this or not tonight, but are you able to play some of the bowls at all so we can hear them?
I can, yeah. I mean, I'd be happy to do that. I'm always ready, Mark, I have to say. My only comment would be that because the sounds are so high, they don't often really play very well, particularly over the phone line, but I'm more than happy to give people a little sense and taste, a musical journey.
If it's okay with you, the way I'd like to start this is I'd like to bring on a caller who has a question for you. And,
okay.
I think it's related to clearing a specific chakra and using the bowls for that. So let me bring Darlene. Is it Darlene?
Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead. You're on with Emma. What's your question?
Hi, Emma. Yes, I was wondering if you could... See a chakra that needs clearing, and if you could play that bowl, that would do that. Is that possible?
It is. Just because of time here, what I normally do in a chakra assessment is really tune in. But is there anything physically that are you aware of anything that's going on? Just to, so I can tune in a little faster. Is there any other information you'd like to share with me? Is it a physical or more emotional feeling that you're dealing with?
I think that more it's either my sacral chakra, you know, in the stomach area I have problems.
Okay. Let me have a look here. Because there's usually more than one. The root, the seat of the block is often what I tap into, but it's almost that with one sound, I usually work in threes, I have to say that, because it's about balancing the whole energy field. So let me tune in while I'm actually using my pendulum right now. But yeah, it's really liking my diamond bowl, which is my C, along with my heart, my F, yeah, which is the heart chakra bowl. So why don't I go ahead? Now, something I also like to point out, particularly Darlene, is that thoughts and feelings have energy. So while we play the bowl, it's going to not only amplify feelings in the physical body, but also in our mind. So I always encourage people to just focus for the first minute on I'm feeling safe, balanced and healthy. You know, something like that. Just a simple affirmation.
Okay.
We always, yeah, so hold a positive thought.
Okay.
Just like that while I'm playing the bowl. Normally on a one-on-one session, we would work specifically with a healing intention for you that will really work well with the bowls and the sound. But that is really important for anybody listening that downloads the MP3 off my website. When you play it, you want to really hold positive thoughts. Yeah, and something always in the I am. I am whole, healthy, loved, safe, something of that nature. So let me just put you on the speaker and hopefully. So are you ready, Darlene, if I play a couple of these bowls?
Yeah. Okay, here it goes.
Remembering to breathe really deeply into our third chakra. I don't know how that sounded.
I could feel it throughout my body.
Yeah, feeling is great actually, because sometimes we hear on one level, but that's a great description. It's feeling it on a cellular level. That actually heightens. Usually where we feel and sense the sound in our body is a great indication of where we need perhaps extra work. It's often where the body is stagnated and holding this denser energy block. Yeah, and that's where we would focus and tune into more sounds. Yeah, so
I feel that felt really good. I feel on my left side is sore, so that means that's like inflammation there. Is that what you would think?
Yes, yeah, that's okay. Usually, it actually amplifies and heightens. It brings our awareness to the areas that need extra help. So I say to people, it's not good or bad, it just is, but it allows us to come into our own awareness of, oh, gosh, so my left side, well, the left side of the body is our more feminine aspect, and it's about receiving. So I also look at the emotional aspect, not just the physical, and maybe ask you to be, you know, perhaps work on being with yourself, a little bit more open to help, and in that aspect. So that if it's the left side of the body, it's always more our emotional feminine side energetically, and it's about receiving. The right side tends to be more about our giving and our more assertive masculine side. our strength.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, but certainly where you're feeling that, that pain or that, that heaviness is where we would do some more work. And the sounds are not restricted to any time or place. It, it works beautifully with remote work as well. So, yeah. And I'm offering a few free discovery sessions. I call it a 15-minute discovery center session where we can really create this safe place over the phone to chat further and then tune into perhaps what where would work best for you with the healing and the sound. So it gives you an opportunity to learn a little bit more about you and give you tips and tools that you can use at home as well.
Uh-huh. So
yeah.
Is that on your website?
It is. It is.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you
okay.
can just, yeah. And there's also a healing journey, a free healing page, so you can click on that. There's a tab to the right, I think it's on the second page, where it'll say free healing journey, and it, click on that, Darlene, and it takes you through all the chakras, but for you, I'd look at one and four right now. So,
okay.
Yeah.
One and four, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right,
great.
Thank you, Darlene.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah,
that was
thank
great.
You. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Emma, if you could just give out your website to everybody again so that they know where to find those resources.
Yeah, it's www.healingforthehealerssoul.com.
Now, I think you kind of spoke about this in the beginning of the show, but I'd love to hear about it some more. And that is, where have you been donating your time on the island? I think if I had spoken to you a while ago, you were talking about some centers and some areas where you were actually doing some bowl work with people for healing.
Yeah. I mean, it's ever expanding. Well, I do volunteer most Mondays at the Women and Children's Hospital here on Oahu with a Healing Touch and Reiki group. And I also do hold little sound meditation evenings at the Healing Arts Center, which is on more the leeward side of the island in Aiea. And every other Friday evening, it's a two-hour beautiful time and space for people to come and network, and we do a guided sound meditation, and we also create some sound healing watermarks. So what I found is that people can either bring their own water container, or I provide natural Hawaiian water, purified water, and we actually set an intention, and we put that on the bottle on just a sticky note, and they create this their own healing water to take home. It's a healing sound water. So we infuse it with the vibrations from the singing bowls, and they actually take that home. So it's similar to the work that Dr. Emoto, with his Hidden Messages in Water, that studied the crystalline structure of water and the power of thought and words. So it's something very beautiful. And, you know, people can create themselves with beautiful sounds, but the crystalline bowls lend themselves very well. So I teach every other Friday evening, and I'm looking at recording those, doing a little video recording for people globally that can't physically get to see us, that they can replay the video and be virtually present with us and create their own healing water at home. Yeah, so I'll be something looking. I'm looking at launching soon, along with a CD, so that people can, you know, use that and then complement the healing sounds themselves. So I'll be posting more on the website soon. Yeah. So. Yeah.
If Pam has a story about something like that. What is it that you have in your kitchen, Pam? It's a big thing of water.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got that from Dr. Emoto years ago. I've got a very large jug of water that I fill with distilled water, and it has a little tap on the front. And on the jug itself, I put stickers of the word love all around it because it changes the vibration of the water. And, you know, I serve water to people that come over, and I give them a glass of water, and they I've actually had people say to me, did you put sugar in this?
Right.
No, I wouldn't put sugar in water.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, it does. I have a funny story, too, about that, that a client brought, people know now, so rather than just bringing the 8 ounces or, you know, a litre, they bring huge vessels to take home, and they create their own affirmation. And I had one client that called me the next day and said, you know, that her son had drunk this, he'd found it in the fridge and drunk the whole bottle, because I normally suggest people infuse a few capfuls into another water vessel throughout the day, and 21 days to change a habit and a thought pattern. So ideally the water could last for 21 days, but she was devastated and said, my son drank all the water, but he said, Mom, it feels and tastes so sweet, and I feel fantastic, energetic, and fabulous what was in the water. So it's very similar. Yeah, it's amazing.
And go ahead, Pam. I'm just trying to figure out, do we have any final questions for Emma?
Well, Emma, I have one question for you. You mentioned in the little blurb that you sent us about what you'd like to talk about tonight, you mentioned the journey of reaching full potential for people. And you also talk about, how do I want to say this? Connecting and reminding them of their greatness, you know,
right.
The greatness that resides within them. And those are such powerful ways of stating that people are much more than they believe they are. And I wanted to ask you, before we close tonight, what you would suggest to people to help them, a little hint maybe, a little tip, something that you could give them that could help them achieve their potential, that could help them move one step closer to their greatness.
Absolutely. Well, very simple step. There's two that I would always encourage people to do, and even my daughter every day, is just to be in the state of gratitude. So no matter what's going in our life and what we're feeling, but just to switch our thought into a space of, I am so grateful and appreciative for my life at this moment. And to focus on a simple thought pattern that we have the ability to choose our thoughts. So it's simple, isn't it? Like the cup is either half full or half empty. And
mm-hmm.
we can switch our thoughts, and just coming into our own greatness is knowing and affirming daily that I am this beautiful, powerful being that can achieve anything we choose and desire. So it's about holding this thought of being in gratitude, and it shifts our whole perspective. And what we think and vibrate at, we attract back. So it sounds too simple to be true, but that makes a huge difference in people reconnecting and shifting how their day and their thoughts will be. So that's just a very simple technique that all of us can do.
Well, thank you, Emma. You've had such wonderful information and insight this show. I've really enjoyed talking to you. Thank you so much for being our guest tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Anne Mark, for having me tonight or this afternoon in Hawaii. It's been a real pleasure.
Yeah, it's great having you on, Emma. And thank you for all the great information and sharing your stories. And thank you, Pam, for being on as a host and being here with the show and stuff.
You're so welcome. I love it. I love Spiritual Connections. Yeah,
all right, everybody. Make sure to tune in to Pam's show on Mondays. You can find out more about her show at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And good night.
Good night. Aloha.
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 I'm